Blog Talk Radio.
This is Whirl with Merle, and I'm your, host, Merle Exit. Let's see, where's Mallory? Where's Mallory? Okay, I'm safe, I'm the host. It's Women's History Month, and what better way to celebrate with a few thoughts and something that was made, that made history, or herstory rather, in Bethel, Maine. That's our first part. Then, drug dealers are selling New York City bottled tap water. Yep. Doctors are saying, take two glasses of tap water and call me in the morning. Well, Steve Hengsberger from Tursano will talk with us about how we can deal with just all about this, any of the water that comes out of the tap, and so we don't have to worry. And stick it in your face. A facelift done through acupuncture. That's right. Yes, I had it done. And Sharon Weiss from Ayana will tell us all about it. And now, I got this, let's see who sent this in. Enid Lang sent this in to me. A 1943 guide to hiring women. Oh, goodness gracious. The following is an excerpt from the July 1943 issue of Transportation Magazine. This was written for male supervisors of women in the workforce during World War II. This is 11 tips on getting more efficiency out of women employees. There's no longer any question whether transit companies should hire women for jobs formerly held by men. The draft and manpower shortage has settled that point. Important things now are to select the most efficient women available and how to use them to the best advantage. Here are 11 helpful tips on the subject from Western Proprieties. Okay. Number one, pick young married women. They usually have more of a sense of responsibility than their unmarried sisters. They're less likely to be flirtatious. They need the work, or they wouldn't be doing it. They still have the pep and interest to work hard and to deal with the public efficiency. Whoa! Number two, when you have to use older women, try to get ones who have worked outside the home at some time in their lives. Older women who have never contacted the public have a hard time adapting themselves and are inclined to be cantankerous and fussy. It's always well to impress upon older women the importance of friendliness and courtesy. Number three, general experience indicates that husky girls, hey, New York Sharks, those who are just a little on the heavy side, oh, that kind of husky, are more even-tempered and efficient than their underweight sisters. Oh, goodness gracious. Number four, Retain a physician to give each woman you hire a special physical examination, one covering female conditions. This step not only protects the property against the possibilities of lawsuit, but reveals whether the employee-to-be has any female weaknesses which would make her mentally or physically unfit for the job. God, I hope today she's got doesn't have a period while she's on the job. Okay, stress at the outset, the importance of time, the fact that a minute or two lost here and there makes serious inroads on schedules. Until this point is gotten across, service is likely to be slowed up. Number six, give the female employee a definite day-long schedule of duties, and so they'll keep busy without bothering the management for instructions every few minutes. Numerous properties say that women make excellent workers when they have their jobs cut out for them, but they lack initiative in finding work themselves. Number seven, whenever possible, let the inside employee change from one job to another at some time during the day. Women are inclined to be less nervous and happier with change. Number eight, give every girl an adequate number of rest periods during the day. You have to make some allowance for feminine psychology. A girl has more confidence and is more efficient if she can keep her hair tidied, apply fresh lipstick, and wash her hands several times a day. Number nine, be tactful. Be tactful when issuing instructions or in making criticisms. Women are often sensitive. They can't shrug off harsh words the way men do. Never ridicule a woman. It breaks her spirit and cuts off her efficiency. Number 10, be reasonably considerate about using strong language around women. Even though a girl's husband or father may swear ferociously, she'll grow to dislike a place of business where she hears too much of it. I'll tell them to fuck off. Number 11, get enough size variety in operators' uniforms so that each girl can have a proper fit. This point can't be stressed too much in keeping women happy. Oh, goodness gracious, let's go out there and get them at least 20 pairs of shoes. Oh, is that 1943? Oh, goodness. Oh, well, yes, well, that's why we talk about this in Women's History Month. Now, I wanted to, I usually don't do readings, but I wanted to kind of like do this quickly. I got to cut for a commercial over here. Because we got sponsors.
Italy, Spain, Greece, Turkey, stuff it. We do at Santa Barbara Olive Company. Jalapenos, sun-dried tomatoes, almonds, blue cheese, stuff produced in California. And we stuff some of our cold-pressed olive oils with California garlic and herbs grown right here in our backyard. Our olive oils have been pitted against some of the finest imports. And guess who exceeds in taste tests? Santa Barbara Olive Company. It's the stuff that makes a product great.
Yeah. Santa Barbara Olive Company. I think you can go to, like, SB Olive Company. I think SBOlive.com. To get information on this. Wow. Well, let's see. I was going to do this reading here of, this was from the Women's Rights National Historic Park, the Declaration of Sentiments. But where's a little too small in front of me? I'll read it next week. I'll enlarge it, or I'll, you know, use my magnifying glass. This happens when you start to get old, you know? Yeah, it's old. Let's see. Yeah, I got Gloria Gaynor coming on next week. Now let's see who, you know, who remembers Gloria Gaynor. You know, I will survive. That's her. That's what she's been always noted for. I wanted to tell you, I went to a food show. Food and health, a food show? Wow, boy. Well, I went right to the Japanese pavilion. I couldn't help it, you know. Not just the sushi, but had all kinds of very interesting Japanese-like tidbits. And I'm going to be having somebody on in a couple of weeks from the restaurant Haru that I had gone to when I went to the opening, but I went back to try some of the other food. Wow, that's like good food. And one of the things that I did the other night is I made edamame soup. Yeah, Dinah. And not edamame soup, but edamame soup. In case you don't know what edamame is, it's the fresh soybeans. And they come in their pods. They kind of look like peas in pods. And you go to Japanese restaurants, and they kind of like boil it, not much though. And then they would then put salt on it. I took out the after I boiled them up. I took out the peas themselves, the beans. I mean, and I threw it in a blender, and then I took some water, boiled some water, and put some a little bit of salt and chives in it. I had some like powdered chives dry just to see what happened, and I just took that. And I threw that in the blender with it and just really killed it until it was soup. And just made it so it wasn't, you know, thick. And I just, like, poured it in, like, a little glass. I just, like, kind of drank it. And a mommy soup. It, you don't need any sugar. It's kind of cross between, I guess, a pea and a lima bean kind of thing. But I think it tastes much better. They're very addicting if you go to a restaurant and eat it, but you can get them in your favorite either Japanese or Asian, any Asian store. Well, actually, some of the places, the groceries now are kind of like selling that. That's the thing. So you can have your soybean and eat it too. And So, while I'm waiting for the caller to call in, I got another. This is from, listen, you know, people send me stuff in. This one was from Wayne Miller, who sent this. This is, okay. You know, sometimes these heartwarming stories are a bit too sappy for me, but I thought this one was pretty interesting. It says, in 1986, Peter Davies was on holiday in Kenya after graduating from Northwestern University on a hike through the bush, he came across a young bull elephant standing with one leg raised in the air. The elephant seemed distressed, so Peter approached it very carefully. He got down on one knee and inspected the elephant's foot and found a large piece of wood deeply embedded in it. As carefully and as gently as he could, Peter worked the wood out with his hunting knife, after which the elephant gingerly put down its foot. The elephant turned to face the man and, with a rather curious look on its face, stared at him for several tense moments. Peter stood frozen, thinking of nothing else but being trampled. Eventually, the elephant trumpeted loudly, turned, and walked away. Peter never forgot that elephant or the events of that day. Well, 20 years later, Peter was walking through the Chicago Zoo with his teenage son. As they approached the elephant enclosure, one of the creatures turned and walked over to near where Peter and his son Cameron were standing. The large bull elephant stared at Peter, lifted its front foot off the ground, and put it down. The elephant did this several times, then trumpeted loudly, all the while staring at the man. Remembering the encounter in 1986, Peter couldn't help wondering if this was the same elephant. Well, Peter summoned up his courage. He climbed over the railing and made his way into the enclosure. He walked right up to the elephant and stared back in wonder. The elephant trumpeted again, wrapped its trunk around one of Peter's legs, and slammed his stupid ass against the railing, killing him instantly. Probably wasn't the same elephant. What can you do? So, now, let's get one. I'm in my food mood today, and I got to tell you, I tried these mushrooms. No, not magic mushrooms. Nothing that got me, you know, like a little crazy or, you know, like I was seeing things or anything like that. I got these mushrooms from this company. They were organic mushrooms. And I got to tell you about this. This is what I haven't tried. My thing is making noise. I hate when the telephone does this. All right, now I just move this. Apparently, they sent me this. It's like a mushroom powdered, and it's called Mushroom Matrix, and you're supposed to like take this thing daily. And this one particularly that they sent is for joint flexibility. This joint ain't jumping. I haven't tried them yet, but what I want you to check out, what's the name of the company? You got to check out this company here. I guess it's Organic Mushrooms. Let's see what the name of this. Oh, Golden Gourmet Mushrooms. That's it. GoldenGourmetMushrooms.com. Well, and you have to look at these new types. Well, they're not new, but these mushrooms are really, really tasty. And I surprisingly, like I got them and they lasted in my refrigerator much longer than I expected, and still stay fresh. But I have to say that I had used one of these like vacuum things. You know these. I'll get that information for you. It's a product that you, instead of just, you know, the bags that they have, where you, you know, vacuum seal the bags and the thing, you actually like large, heavy plastic containers, and you have this like machine, and you can suck out the air, and you can either, I've done this like putting meats and stuff in them, like throwing the freezer if I'm going to do it, you know, for a long time. But if you do that and you put it just in, you know, in your refrigerator, it's amazing how long that your food can last. And that's what I did with the mushrooms. I left them first in their bag. And you know, I had to call them up because one of the things I asked, I mean, they, you know, usually you have to, you know, wash the mushrooms because they're dirty. But I got to tell you, for some reason or other, they didn't even seem dirty. But I washed them anyway. So, but now what I got for you, well, let's see what's going on here. I have a feeling, let's see, if, do we have Bethel, Maine on the phone by any chance?
Yes, we do.
Oh, look at that. How are you?
I'm doing great.
No, her name isn't Bethel, everybody. It's the area. It's Bethel, Maine. And tell everybody your name and who you are and what you do.
My name is Robin Zinchuk, and I'm the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce in Bethel, Maine.
That's great. And tell us about GAD, the world's GAD.
Well, we have a great project here, and we built the world's tallest snow woman, and she's 122 feet 1 inch tall.
Isn't that great? The world's tallest snow woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many people even bother to do that? Snow women. You know, I'm looking at the little picture of the thing, and I had noticed, like, there's not much more you really have to do, you know, to make a snow woman as opposed to making a snowman. It's not like you don't have to clothe it or anything like you know. So is it still there? I mean.
Yep, she's still here. She's going to be here for a long time. She's a big snow glacier at this point because we've had cold weather and we've had some rain, and so she's a big block of ice. And she originally, when we finished building her, she was 13 million pounds of snow. And so that makes for a big ice sculpture as well. And although we didn't dress her, we made her look like a her by giving her red tire lips. We painted the tires that her lips red. And we gave her beautiful eyelashes, which are skis, 16 skis, and we made her a beautiful pendant made of Maine mica, and so she's got a little bling going, and you can definitely look at her when you see her, you know it's a woman and not a snowman.
So you said that the lips are made from tires?
Yep, car tires.
Big? From what kind of tires?
Car tires, just automobile tires.
Oh, my goodness gracious, this thing's got to be big.
Yeah, and we painted them red. So, and she's got, actually, the one that's in the middle, there's five tires, and the one that's in the middle is a bigger tire from an SUV, and so it looks like she's a little pouty.
Uh-huh.
And she's pretty, and people can look at her. We have a live webcam on her, and if they go into the project website, which is BethelMaineSnowWoman.com, and even if you Google Bethel Snow Woman, you'll get to the site, and that way you can click into it, and we've got a live webcam so that you can see what she looks like, and there's a blog there where you can. You can share your thoughts about the project, and it's a lot of fun.
Wow. So now, and I'm curious, now how did you get up there? How did people get all the way up there to put the tires and stuff on, just from the mouth?
Well, we had several pieces of equipment. We first of all, we pushed a bunch of snow that Mother Nature blessed us with into a big pile, and then we made more snow with a snowmaking system, and we used a crane to. We built it in big layers. After we pushed it into a big pile, we made a big circular form out of. Wood signs basically that were all hinged together, and if you go onto the blog, you can actually see kind of a step by step of what it looked like as we were building it.
Oh, really?
And we had a crane that was 150 feet tall, and so the crane helped us get the snow into this big. Form that we kept on lifting up after we filled the form, sort of like making a big sandcastle.
Mm-hmm.
We filled the form up. We kind of made sure all the snow was packed, and then we lifted up the form, and we made the form a little bit smaller and filled that layer, and then we made the form a little bit smaller and filled that layer up 27 times. And it ended up so that... You know, it got a little bit slowly but surely got a little bit smaller, so she's got kind of a skirt sort of hips, and then a gradual torso, and then a little chin for her at the bottom of her head where we have the scarf wrapped around, and then we built her head and made a little hat for her, and the school children made a nose and put a scarf around her, and we dressed her up. Big 5 feet wreaths for eyes, And so you've got to check it out on that webcam, because it's hard to describe it, and it's hard to imagine what it might look like until you get on there, and then you say, wow, this is pretty cool.
Yeah. So and like, as far as like the hat and the scarf, did somebody like knit these things or something especially? I mean, have to be huge scarves.
Yeah. What we did is we used a big roll of fleece that got donated, and it was a red fleece, and we saved some of it for the scarf, and then we gave a portion of the big roll to the local or one of the adjacent schools, and the kids kind of measured based on the size of the forehead, what size we thought the forehead would be in terms of the circumference, and they figured out the angles and they sewed it, and so it's a fleece hat and it's a fleece scarf. Nobody had to knit anything, but the kids made the hat, and we what fleece was left over we used as the scarf. So there was a lot of community involvement.
Oh, that's great. What about the hair? I see she's got blonde hair.
She does. She has rope for hair, and it's a little scraggly, but it's still gives you the impression that she's got a little bit of a little hair.
That is amazing. It really is. So is this like the Guinness Book of Records? Yes.
We haven't gotten the official ruling, although, because they'll issue us a certificate, but we know we broke the record, and now it's just a matter of getting the paperwork in, and we'll hear in a few weeks with a official certificate. But we have broken the world record, which we set. We set the world record back in 1999 when we built a 113-foot, 7-inch snowman. Before that, the record was held in Japan, and so we broke the record in 99, and then this year, 9 years later, we broke our own record.
That's absolutely fabulous. That's so cool. I mean, literally so cool.
Yes, that's right.
And by the way, just to let everybody know, where the heck is Bethel, Maine? Just to let everybody know.
Bethel is, from New York City or from the New York metropolitan area, it's about six and a half hours north. To get there, you'd go up, either up 95 into Maine, and then we're about 70 miles from Portland, Maine. There's a few different ways to get here, but it's not too bad of a drive, and it's well worth coming up to check it out. It would be a nice weekend trip up here, and there's a lot of beautiful things. Bethel, Maine is a lovely little New England village with a nice main street with wonderful restaurants. Sunday River Ski Resort is located here, and we've got cross-country skiing and snowmobiling in the winter, as well as alpine skiing and snowboarding. And then in the summertime, it's a wonderful place to hike and relax and see moose and fish and do a lot of fun outdoor things. Or just come up and enjoy the nice inns and restaurants and, get a massage or if you want to be pampered, we have that too. And coming up now, if you come up now for the next few weeks, you'll be able to see our world's tallest snow woman.
That's great. That's fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks. So in other words, they can also go to www.bethelmaine.com, right?
That's correct. That's correct. That's our website, and we have all the information that anybody would need about the things that there are to do and the places there are to stay and the great restaurants that we have to eat and all the fun things that there are available to somebody that wants to come up.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. I really appreciate you telling us about this, and I'll eventually get up to Maine.
Yeah, we'd love to have you up there.
Yeah, I'd like to come up there, and actually I could do my broadcast from there.
That would be wonderful.
Okay.
Great.
So I'll definitely be talking with you soon.
Okay. Thank you so much, Merle.
You're very welcome. Have a good evening.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, the world's tallest snow woman. Well, I'm going to do a commercial break here. Before we have our next caller, I guess it's regarding the water. I'll be right back.
This program is brought to you by M&S Italian Food Specialists. the official caterers for the crew of Lydia's Family Table, which can be seen on PBS. M&S is located at 34-23 Francis Lewis Boulevard in Bayside, Queens. There, you'll find over 100 different types of cheeses, store-made sausages, fresh meats, as well as great salads and sandwiches. Choose fully cooked items from the deli area, or just tell Joe what you're interested in preparing. M&S carries a full line of imported groceries for all your cooking needs. Call them at 718-353-8318. A family business for over 50 years.
Okay, so now I think we're ready. Are we ready now to talk about water? Is that what we're going to talk about next? I got you on the phone, don't I?
Yes, hi, Merle.
Hey.
How are you?
How are you doing?
Awesome. How are you today?
Okay. Wow. So I guess you heard about the water here.
Yeah, well, I think it's all across the U.S. right now, right? This whole...
You know, I wasn't clear. I don't know whether they were just talking about New York City tap water or all over the place. Can you imagine? You just never know. Like, you know, even... Well, you know, it's like with New York City, you know, we're always bragging about, you know, our tap water, how good it is. And,
yep.
And even then, you know, it doesn't matter. So, first I want you to tell everybody, like, talk about the two products that you have that deal with water. And, let me just ask you a first question. Does boiling the water make a difference?
Oh, yeah, for sure, right? Boiling water is definitely one way to get rid of pathogens and a few other contaminants in the water. I'm not sure about all pharmaceuticals. My understanding is if you boil it for the right amount of time, which I'm not sure what that is, I'll be honest,
right.
That you will actually eliminate all contaminants, including pharmaceuticals, too. But... that's, I think, the biggest problem,
yeah.
Right? Like, even when you have a boil water advisory, most people just aren't comfortable with the whole boiling the water and how long do I boil it for before
Right, yeah. Because they were commenting on you should go out and buy bottled water and, you know, well, you know, I mean, like, we don't know what the bottled water really is either, you know?
Yeah, what I don't understand about that is most bottled water comes from your municipal system as well, so doesn't it have the same, possibly the same impurities in there as well?
Yeah. So tell us about the two products, the one, first of all, in terms of the one that filters the water. Tell us about
that. The product that would be more in line with what we're talking about here, it's our Lotus water treatment system. And we use a process called, you can tell I'm Canadian maybe by the way I said process there, but we use ozonation, which is what most major municipalities, the city of Los Angeles just put in the biggest ozonation system yet. And even actually most of your bottled water manufacturers use ozonation as well, because it is a great two-stage process where with the ozone, with that extra oxygen atom, you kill impurities, you break down some heavy metals, and then you put it through a second stage, a carbon filter that removes additional impurities like your pharmaceuticals, your arsenic, and yet the whole through this two-stage process, you're not removing any of the minerals from the water, which is what makes your water taste great. So versus, you know, reverse osmosis distillation, they will equally remove the same amount of contaminants. But the problem with both of those systems are that they actually remove all the minerals from your water. So you need to add those back in or do something else to make your water taste good. And that's the maintenance cost if you're, you know, the ozonation system is very cheap, very inexpensive to maintain. Whereas with both the other systems, there's a lot of filters and a lot more expensive things to change on an annual basis. So our you know, Lotus water treatment system has been on the market now for 5 years, and it has approval to not only be a purifier, so it's going to remove all your bacteria, viruses, but it even has state of California approval, which lets you use that system in the case of a boiled water advisory. And we've tested against quite a few pharmaceuticals, and we removed those, but there's so many out there, and we're obviously, in light of all these recent news, we're doing more and more testing just to validate our efficacy there.
Well, that's great. That's great to hear. I know, because I have one in my house. I got to tell you, it's funny because I give my cat tap water, and my cat is spoiled. I have to put water on the dining room table. I have to actually put it in a mug. She drinks it out of a mug. She goes up to the mug and she drinks out of it. And if it's not there, she gets upset. I don't know. And this happened. It happened because I did this. I happened to leave a mug of water on the table one day, figuring, whatever. And I come back, I see the cat drinking from it. It's not like I don't have water in a couple other places in the house. So, you know, she just got spoiled. And then, so what happened is, though, I usually, you know, I'm giving her tap water because, again, it's New York City water. And then when I found this out, I decided, I don't want to do this. And so I put the water through the water treatment system. And so I, you know, put the water down there, and she was like, she's sniffing it. She doesn't smell anything. she was like a little apprehensive to drink the water because, you know, she didn't know, sure what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we hear that so much with people with any pets, dogs, cats, and once they start drinking the Lotus water, they just then they can't put regular tap water in front of their pets again.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going to do from now on. I'm just going to, you know, I'm just going to Lotus the water.
Yeah,
you
got your Britas and your Pures out there, and the filtration systems, I'll call them, your pour-through pitchers, and, you know, they take chlorine out, but they don't take all the chlorine out. They make your water obviously taste a lot better because they're taking all that stuff out. But to buy a purifier, you're going to that next level where you're taking out, you know, the 99.9999 goes on and on percent of all the impurities. And I say it's amazing with our system. It just leaves the minerals in there. So your magnesium, cadmium, all the stuff that makes your water taste good and the stuff that you need from your water stays in there. So.
Yeah, and it does make a difference. Like even if you're making tea or coffee or something like that, you can
definitely tea, coffee, even watering your plants. You're obviously having chlorine in your water. Your regular tap water has chlorine in there, so it's going to harm your plants a little bit.
Yeah,
well, you give it purified water, they're going to last that much longer. It's
So it's just to give people an idea. So that particular system, like, what does that run about?
Yeah, it retails at most places for $149.99.
Okay.
So $149.99, and you know, it's a purifier, so it compares more to your systems that would cost from $400 to $2,000. It requires no installation. You're not calling a plumber. You know, it's a plug-in on your countertop. Does 2 liters of water at a time, so you can take it with you to the cottage or in your camper. You're not buying multiple systems, and the system's very smart. And this is how we got all the approvals that we have. It monitors the filter life. So if you're just doing regular tap water, you'll probably get about 700 uses out of the system.
Wow.
So, you know, even if you're doing a gallon a day, it's going to last you a year. And the filter, a replacement filter, is only $34.99. So very inexpensive, and yet if you're doing really contaminated water, then it might tell you to change the system, the filter, even sooner. But in those kind of cases, I look at it as, well, it's obviously doing its job, and the system is so smart to know that the filter's been used up. So it is a good thing to change it, and it's still at the end of the day going to be a lot cheaper than bottled water. And
that's true.
And on the toll on the environment of trucking bottled water around, at the end of the day, it really is just tap water in a lot of cases.
Right.
And
even if it's spring water, doesn't mean it's...
No, exactly. And spring water, you know, the one thing I always... maybe I shouldn't say it on air, but you know, you always hear, well, what animal did their thing upstream from that spring? So,
yes,
you know, is it any better? I don't think so. You know, none of the bottled water is regulated. You know, your tap water is regulated, and it gets tested, I forget how many times a day, 30 times a day. And our system is regulated. We can't make the claims we make without passing NSF, WQA, and, of course, the state of California has their own regulations as well. So we've taken it to that level as well.
Yeah, I like it because it's like there's no taste. There's, you know, to me, water should just quench your mouth, quench your thirst and nothing else, you know. You know, if you want to add flavor, then you add flavor. But other than that, it should just pretty much quench your thirst, you know.
Yeah. But it's so simple to use, too, right? Like if you have it, you know, you fill that pitcher with water from your tap, place it on the base, hit start, and then you get to see all those nice, neat bubbles that are killing the germs. And in a matter of 5.5 minutes, you have 2 liters of water finished, and it just dispenses on its own.
Now, speaking of oxygenating water.
Yeah.
Then there's another system, because, like, it doesn't mean now, here's now the situation, well, okay, and so they're, you know, I don't know how bad the tap water is, you know, with the pharmaceuticals, but just in general, it may not have the greatest tap water, or you're now cleaning your, you know, fruits and vegetables or whatever with the tap water. But,
right.
And not this necessarily going to get clean, but I want you to tell us about the other system that you have.
Yeah, well, we were, it all started by developing this water purifier, and the more we learned about adding extra oxygen atoms into the water, we finally came upon a product that lets you take ordinary tap water, charge that water with oxygen, and replace all your cleaning products, and even be able to sanitize your produce. So it's called, that product is called the Lotus Sanitizing System, and it has full, you know, we use an FDA and USDA approved process, and it has full EPA approval that we can call ourselves a sanitizer, which means that we've passed all the tests that show that with the spray bottle, we kill 99.9% of bacteria, viruses, on your countertops, on your anywhere around your house, and then on produce with the bowl, we not only kill bacteria and viruses, but we even remove pesticides, which is just amazing, you know. So you can't drink the water that comes out of the system. Well, I'll say you can drink it. We don't condone it. Once this water is charged, it's actually 50% more powerful than bleach. 3,000 times faster acting. It's even more powerful than hydrogen peroxide. And although we don't condone drinking the water, if you drank it by accident, there's absolutely no emergency procedures to follow. If your child drank it, nothing to worry about. So, you know, by adding that extra oxygen atom into that water, we're creating Mother Nature's OxyClean, I call it. You know, a lot of cleaning products call themselves Oxy this and Oxy that. And they all use chemicals to oxidize, to kill bacteria and viruses. And we do it all naturally by adding that extra oxygen into the water. And, you know, it's the only real green product out there. There's so many products out there nowadays that call themselves green, and because they're, say, plant-based. But you read the back label and you still can't drink that product.
Right. Okay.
Or even enzyme-based, and I think the jury's still out on what enzymes will do if you accidentally ingested them or added more to your body than you really need. Well, our product, we'll add that extra oxygen atom in there. It really, on its own, reverts back to water and oxygen. And it's just totally natural, two natural substances that are around us everywhere, part of our bodies everywhere. And like my home, I invented the machine, so I've had my hands on the product for 4 or 5 years. I've never used a cleaning product, chemical, green, you named it. Besides, laundry detergent and dish soap is the only thing I buy, but from doing your countertops to stains and carpets to deodorizing to even doing your stainless steel and windows, that extra oxygen atom is amazing at breaking down proteins, so cleaning, breaking down grease. You'd just be fascinated at how easily and how much quicker you're going to clean in the end, because, you know, you charge this water up, it takes 2 minutes, and now you can walk into the bathroom, say, and do that whole bathroom with one product. It'll kill the mold and mildew. It'll do your toilet. It'll do your sink, the stainless steel, the mirror. So you're not, you know, in a confined space like that, you're not inhaling toxic fumes.
Right.
Which is, that's definitely, you know, our unique product, and educating consumers on, you know, most products that you use in the home are really just cleaners. They're called cleaners because that's all they do. But to be able to call yourself a sanitizer, you actually have to pass a lot of tests to prove that you kill bacteria. So we not only clean great, we actually will kill germs along the way as well.
So what I want people to understand is, in terms of this system, there's actually two factors. There's two components. One is a bowl, and in the bowl is where you can put, let's say you take your fruits or vegetables. You can even do fish or chicken, correct? Like if you want
to. That's right, yeah. Or even meat, you know, with the ground beef scare out there nowadays, yeah.
And you can you put that if you put that in the bowl, you don't want to put ground beef and have the water go through, right?
Right. No, even with the chicken or fish, we recommend that you charge that water first and then pour it over.
Oh, okay. But as far as in the bowl itself, you can put your fruits and vegetables.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So let's say you use the fruits and vegetables in terms of the bowl. And then so separately, there's a spray bottle.
That's right.
The second unit. And the spray bottle, you put the oxygenated water. And you have 15 minutes to use the water, and then it reverts back to regular water. So during that time when you're spraying, you're actually spraying something that'll get rid of bacteria.
That's right. Yeah, it's actually about an hour that the cleaner is effective for. It's only in the first 15 minutes will you get the 99.99% fill rate. So after that, it diminishes. But you can, so if you, you know, if you're doing a stain or if you're killing mold and mildew, we say do those first, and then as you finish cleaning the room. But I think once you have the system, you're going to find you don't clean for more than 15 minutes usually at a time anyways. You'll empty that spray bottle, and that's when you start to realize, man, if I would have bought another product that would have been $5 worth of chemicals, I would have just sprayed around my house.
Right.
And does this system ever pay for itself quickly? And on the produce, that's, it kills bacteria, viruses, removes pesticides. But what that really does to your produce, it makes it taste a lot better. And we have chefs around the country that swear by our system at how much better a salad will taste, or any dish that they're preparing, because now there's no contaminants on there. And it also makes your produce last longer. So, you know, berries that would have gone bad in 2 or 3 days will now be like 2 weeks, 10 days before you throw them out. So you'll get an extra, up to 4 times is what we say, shelf life out of your produce. So you're going to throw less out.
Yeah. Then, in other words, but you don't want to put it in the refrigerator while it's wet, right? I mean,
that's right. Yeah. We have a list on our website that, lists what you want to prepare when you bring all the produce home from the grocery store, and what you want to just put through the system just before you consume them. Yeah, because things like mushrooms, if you once you get them wet, they're going to go bad quicker on their own. You're very correct there. But things like berries, you want to get all that stuff off of them, and then they'll stay fresher longer in your fridge, definitely.
Yeah, because I was commenting about these mushrooms that I got. That really lasts, organic mushrooms that really last a long time, but also because I have this vacuum sealer that's instead of like the bags, you know, that they have, this is these like heavy plastic containers, and you're really like sucking the air out. And because, you know, I mean, so I was coming, I mean, if when you clean it, if you use your system to clean it, and then you put it, you know, after the drying, you put it, you know, in the vacuum sealer, these, you know, it'll stay like for at least a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So that's a great thing. But I also understand that like people have like used the water for other things. I mean, what kind of, like, have you gotten people commenting about what they've used it for?
We have people commenting using it for all kinds of things. We can't make any medical claims, so I got to watch a little bit
what
I say.
But they're kind of emailing you.
Yeah,
been using it for.
One claim I can make, because it is more powerful even than hydrogen peroxide. So you get a wound, you fall down, have a scrape. Instead of using hydrogen peroxide, something that's going to sting, spray this water on there. Our system works best with cold water. I'm going to add that. So you're just spraying cold water on your scar. It's not going to sting, and it's going to actually help it heal a lot quicker. There's so many other things that people have used it from athlete's foot to, I won't go the full gamut, but
you
get the idea. But, it is a great system. And, one thing, I've never had anyone in my family with cancer. I'm not knocking on wood here, very fortunate, but I've had a lot of readers, or users, I should say, write into me to say that, their oncologist approved this system. Because I didn't realize once you go through chemo, one thing that you need to watch for is produce. You have to more than likely eliminate it from your diet altogether. Yet you want to eat produce because it's a great antioxidant. So there's this big catch-22, and a lot of people don't realize that, by just rinsing your produce under tap water, it does not kill bacteria. It gets rid of about 10% of it. So that's why cancer patients cannot eat it. There's no effective way to ensure that they're not going to be consuming something that's going to actually harm them in the end. But our system, having that EPA approval and proven that it's going to get rid of 99% of all those bad germs, will let cancer patients freely, eat produce and not have to worry.
Wow.
So, and we've had, we've been testing our system, and not only, none of our testing, it's all third party. We can't obviously submit our own test results to the EPA. They take the product, they run the tests, and we've had other universities now that are testing our product, and it's quite amazing on the commercial side now too, from restaurant chains across the U.S. We're developing systems so that they can clean all their dining room tables. I never quite understood. I'm sitting there eating my great meal, at this nice restaurant, and the table that just left next to me, they start spraying chemicals in the air, and now I'm inhaling those. They don't allow smoking in there anymore, but yet
yes.
I got to inhale this stuff that's, just not good for me. And we're making larger systems so that they can do all the produce in the kitchen as well. So, we're having a lot of fun developing our systems now, taking it the next step. And with our current system, we even have a toothbrush sanitizer. We have a sanitizer for baby bottles. And all these attachments just fit on the same base unit. So once you buy one base unit, it's just attachments that you can continually buy for it. We have a wet mop so you can do your floors.
Oh, yeah, the wet mop. That was the latest thing at the houseware show that I saw.
That's right, yeah. So there's two things with that. There's a bottle on there that you can charge on the system, so you're not, if you have kids or pets or you're just conscious about chemicals in your home, you're not spraying chemicals down.
So you basically, in other words, instead of spraying the floor, and then taking the... And it's a microfiber.
Yeah, and
cloth.
We have microfiber cloth on the end,
right.
So that which are washable,
mm-hmm.
And they're actually even great just for dusting. So, so if you just wanted to do a quick dusting of your hardwood floors, but they're washable, so you're not going to be using. I call those other systems. They use diapers, which at $8 for three. You get a great deal and buy the mop for $19.99, but then you're spending $20 a week for the chemicals and the diapers on the end. It just makes no sense to me.
right. That's true. Yeah. So that basically you're using the water, oxygenated water, and you're cleaning your floors but in not getting down on your hands and knees. In other
exactly.
words.
Yeah. Well, that's how it,
yeah,
we came up with the product
because
I was
because,
walking around with on my hands and knees. Yeah.
Yeah, because like with the other thing, you still you have the micro cloths to for the cleaning.
That's right. Yeah,
yeah.
The regular system for doing your countertops and stainless steel. Yeah, we definitely recommend the microfiber cloth that comes with the system as well.
Yeah, but it also says, I understand it says with the wet mop that, you know, if you don't buy the system and you're putting, you know, you should, and you can still put something else into it, but you should clean out the bottle afterwards, correct?
That's right, yep, yeah.
Yeah, because I had somebody on from a company called Earth Alive, also in Canada.
Okay.
And they have these cleaners, these green cleaners, and it's from a plant, from the bark of a tree or something. I'm not clear. So the comment that I was saying like is kind of, well, if you're going to put a cleaner in it, you know, if you're not going to use oxygenated water, then this is probably something, you know, it may not be, I mean, it's not going to kill the kind of stuff that your stuff kills. But
right,
it's going to clean.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and, you know, any product you read, our mop, you're right, that's the nice part about it is you could put other cleaners in there. But you'd have to read the back label just to see, like, one of the other big players out there that's chemical based, you read their label and they say, you know, spray their chemical down on the floor for 5 minutes before you wipe it up. None of us do that. We all go around with these mops, we spray it down and soak it up right away. So you're really not doing anything but making your floor slippery because you're leaving this residue everywhere.
Right.
And I think that's the other big plus with our system, not only for your floors but everywhere. You're not leaving residue. I think that's why these commercial guys, these restaurant guys, love our product so much, is because their stainless steel in the end isn't slippery and it's not leaving fingerprints. You know, it's clean. It's. I don't know how to explain it. There's no residue left on there. You're just leaving things clean, and you know they're also sanitized at the same time.
Now, let's just say you have the oxygenated water. You can't transfer it into another, any type of other container and then use it, can you?
Yeah, you could, right? As long as that container was clean. If you put it into a container that was dirty, then obviously that oxygen is going to start reacting with the dirt in there and break down before you use it on something else. But
you can then. I mean, it'll still work if you put it in something. I don't know. I'm just like
like a foot bath or something. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It would definitely still work. You couldn't put another attachment on our system because all our attachments have a little gizmo, I'll call it, on the bottom that lets the water transfer through the base of the system, and it's in that base that we charge the water with the extra oxygen atoms.
Right. I understand people have also said they use it like as a mouthwash, too.
Yeah, I've read that on the, once again, one guy I think
this
even wrote in and said, he whitens his teeth with it. And I have heard from dentists that we've talked to that for gingivitis, you know, they recommend a bleach in water. Well, who wants to put any bleach in their mouth? So.
Yeah.
Our water being more powerful than bleach, and it's just water, so it is great to rinse with. And it's not going to give you that minty fresh scent afterwards, but it's definitely going to kill the bacteria in your mouth and get rid of any odors. Yeah, it's definitely going to work.
Well, that's what you need to do, especially if you have gingivitis, because actually you're dealing with bacteria.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what you want to kill. It's not going to kill the garlic that's in your mouth,
right?
Is it?
You know what? I've never tested against that. I would almost think that, like an onion too. You're not going to get rid of an onion smell.
Yeah.
With the system, because that's not a bacteria or virus causing that odor.
Right. Yeah. But, that's a. Or nor can you rinse with it, and then, you know, tell people I didn't drink any alcohol.
Not as far as I know.
Yeah, it's not going to do that,
yeah,
folks.
There's an application.
You know, that's if you think, you know, if you're going to get rid of your, you know, the that you, oops, no, Dad, no, Mom, I didn't have anything to drink. See, you know, I just, yeah, right. No, ain't going to work.
No, sure, I don't think it will, but no, I'm not going to try that.
Yeah. Well, we'll all come up with all kinds of things to test it out. I know what you had told me, and this is why I was asking about transferring, because when you said this, I was trying to figure this out, that actually that you had let email that women were using it for a douche.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
Well, I mean, it sounds like
infection,
something.
Yeah, we've heard all. We've read it all, I should say.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it doesn't hurt. It can't harm you, you know. But when I had wanted to, the reason that's why I was asking about transferring, because I thought to myself, how do you deal that with the bottle? How do you? With the sprayer, I don't.
Yeah, you're talking to a guy here, so I wouldn't know anything.
I don't know. Yeah, I'll have to talk to your sidekick about this. You know, but,
you know, on that same lines, you know, I know I mentioned athlete's foot.
Uh-huh.
We've had a few people that their kids have had plantar warts, and they said none of the medication out there worked. And as soon as they started spraying the lotus water, I'll call it on there from the sanitizing system, it helped. It got rid of the problem. But
wow.
You know, we don't. We haven't done any clinical trials to make any valid medical claims.
We should,
logically, it would work because
yeah.
It's a bacteria-based problem, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, we can go out and experiment on all kinds of things and just, you know.
Yeah.
The
Lotus Challenge.
The Lotus Challenge, yeah. and have people actually call in or call you and tell them, you know, what it did. What is your Lotus miracle.
Yeah, well, that's a great idea.
Okay, that's a good one, folks. If you buy the product, now where do you go, to Trisano.com?
That's right, yeah.
Can you get this, like, in a store, or you just slot the
buy online? Yeah, our sanitizing system is available at Linens and Things, Sur La Table, Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, okay.
Locations. And online in a lot of different places, from Neiman Marcus to Macy's to JCPenney. The water treatment system is at Sears.
Okay, so,
right now.
All right, that's good. So it's available.
Most of your major retailers.
Yeah, so you can get it either online or go to these stores. So, all right, folks, so if you go out and buy this, and definitely want you to email me. If you like just happen to be like listening on the telephone right now instead of on your computer, and you know who I mean, but I have a friend who listens, like she's listening to the show right now, and she just, you know, I think she's in her car and she's just like, you know, through her cell phone, she just listens to my show. She has a good time listening to this. But if in case, my email is mexit@earthlink.net. That's mexit@earthlink.net. And please, like, if you have some, even if you have ideas, or if you have something that you have used it for, or have questions, even, you know, let me know, and we can always. We can always discuss. So I'll get in touch with you, and I'll even ask you too. I won't even come to my own conclusion. But
yep.
Yeah, because if you think about it, there's so many things where, you know, that bacteria now also now, and I was just that something else that just occurred to me in regards to with bacteria. Now I think. If you have strep throat, isn't that bacterial? That's not viral, isn't it?
You know, I'm not sure. Strep.
I think strep
might be viral. Might be viral.
You think so? I'm going to check it out. But if strep throat is bacterial, that would probably be something that's good. It won't, you know, it'll help to gargle with it. if you gargle, you know, even if you have a sore throat, it's not going to, you know, it won't hurt to gargle with the oxygenated water. You know, you're gargling with it. You know, drinking it, you know, just gargling with you know. That might be an excellent idea as well. You know, keep those cards and letters coming in, and we can listen to what's happening. So, Steve, I'm so glad we got to speak with you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Merle.
And you know, I'll get back to you if I hear anything, if even I have questions, I'll get back to you on this. Okay.
Sounds great. Yeah,
All right. I'm going to go oxygenate some water after the show.
Let me know how it works out.
Talk
to you later.
Take care. Bye.
I know.
Yeah, go oxygenate your water. Well, before I have my next guest on, we just want to have I know it's Women's History Month here, but I happen to like Josh Groban, so I just want to play a song so I could take a mouth break.
Through the darkness, I can see your light, and you will always shine, and I can feel your heart in mine.
Yeah, well, how did it sound like?
Your face I've memorized, I idolize just you. I look up to everything you are. In my eyes you do no wrong. I've loved you for so long, and after all it's said and done, one truth always stays the same. You're still you. After all, you're still you. I look up to everything.
Middle of this, and Yeah, what can I tell you? But now let's go to our next subject. Yes, as I said, stick it in your face. Well, this is acupuncture. Acupuncture as a facial rejuvenation. Sharon, I got you on the line now.
Hi, Merle. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now? Can you
Yes,
we can all hear you.
How are you tonight?
Oh, just fine.
Wonderful.
So tell us, explain to my listeners what you did.
Well, actually, Merle came in last Saturday, and we had a facial rejuvenation acupuncture treatment session. I placed some points around your face, and I also did some core points around your body. The points that we do on the face, they basically help to improve muscle tone, help reduce any, like, bags, any redness, any puffiness. It actually helps with the hormonal balance for women, and helps basically to tighten pores, brighten the eyes. What I did is I actually followed very thin wrinkle lines, and you follow them with the needle, and actually, if you can envision it, it's almost like the chi kind of filling up the wrinkle is basically what it is. So in terms of the facial rejuvenation, I mean, Botox has been in the limelight now for, I'd say, a few years. So this is actually a less invasive, more natural way to try to go for a facial rejuvenation.
So, like, you put, like, I don't remember how many needles, about 10 of them?
Yeah, I put about 10 on your face.
Mm-hmm.
I put one that was actually located between your eyes. That's actually a point called Yin Tang that we use a lot in acupuncture, and it actually helps with ease any stress and overall relaxation. I did two points that were actually near the nose, turns out like a little groove over there, and then we did a few in the chin and a few in the forehead. With you, actually, we had like a little bit of redness. I remember I had seen a little redness in your face. We also did certain points to kind of get rid of heat that was rising in the body. So those were actually more core points that were located on the elbows, and you actually had two on the wrist and two on the ankles, on the feet, to help actually move the chi of the body.
Now, and by the way, everybody, no, it didn't hurt.
It's not supposed to hurt.
No.
There should really be no discomfort. Some people do say that they feel like a heaviness, or they might feel actually the chi moving. Some people say they can feel the needle go in, which, you know, you could actually feel it go in, but there should be no discomfort afterwards.
Right. I mean, and the needle going in isn't like, you know, a needle going in,
yeah,
in the arm,
I mean,
kind
it's,
of thing.
It's not like you're going to the doctor where, you know, you have these big needles. These are actually very thin, solid needles, and they're all disposable, one-time use. They're actually, the thickness of most of the needles that we use are probably about like a strand of your hair.
Right.
Yes, they're not thick at all.
And so,
how did you feel after the treatment?
I felt fine. I thought and my face looked a lot better.
There was some redness when you came in. That
yeah.
was actually
And by the way, that wasn't from the sake tasting at all. No, it wasn't. I tend my, you know, because of the heat, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hormones and, you know.
Well, that's it. And,
like,
you know,
that.
A lot of people are going for the Botox, and I mean, if you just make the comparison between natural acupuncture versus the, you know, the Botox and the other facelifts, basically, that people are getting, I mean, you could see a huge difference. I mean, the acupuncture, it's less expensive, it's less invasive, it's less recovery time,
right.
Which in itself should be good enough, but it also promotes an overall health. You know, on the overall kind of core health. So you're getting rid of, like, the manifestation of aging in the face, but also dealing with the inner root cause that may cause the redness, that may cause the lines. So, you know, it's really kind of taking care of your body as a whole.
So just to let people know, the place you work is Ayana.
Yeah, I work at Ayana Acupuncture and Chinese Herb, located right here on Union Square, actually, 41 Union Square. And we're actually going to be part of Spa Week as well.
Yes, I'm going to be getting into that whole thing with the Spa Week. I'm experimenting, going around to different places that are offering things. I just went someplace today in Queens, but I'll talk about it another time. But yes, I wanted to get into this thing with Spa Week. It's April 14th through the 20th, and this is not just a New York thing. It's kind of all over the country, not every place, but I think I saw that doing this in Toronto as well.
Yeah, so I think actually most of the major cities, and Toronto actually is part of it as well. It's correct.
Yeah, and so what it is that the spas will be offering two or three treatments at $50 each.
Mm-hmm.
So you could really do a whole, day at the spa for $150 if you want, with three treatments if you wanted to do that. Some of the places are offering things like that, the way it works, you can do all three. But offhand what you guys are going to do?
Yeah, actually, we do have the facial rejuvenation. Mm-hmm. That's part of it. But we also have actually a few things that they can choose from. One is an overall tension tamer, which kind of just focuses on relaxation. So if you have problems sleeping, if you have high stress, that actually would be something that would help benefit you. The other one is a pain reliever treatment. So if you're a person that has lower back pain, chronic neck stiffness, something like that, it might be something that you want to try to see, if it can help kind of cut that cycle of pain.
Right.
But they are actually just running for Spa Week. They're 45 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and all the treatments are given by licensed acupuncturists here in New York, and they're all $50 treatments. So it's actually a great way for people that have never tried acupuncture before to
right.
say, let me just try. Actually, there's another one, too, that we're doing, energy cultivation. So for those that can't sleep, there's a tension tamer, but also for those that just kind of feel stuck or sluggish or they
right.
just kind of need that natural energy, that kind of movement in the body,
mm-hmm.
that's another one that they offer as well.
That's great. So
yeah.
So with the ones that you're offering, is there like a possibility that you can actually book all three in one day? Or would anybody want to do all three in one day?
Usually when people come in for treatment, what they'll do is the treatment actually, I don't think they'd come in all three in one day. What they usually should do is like twice a week. So if let's say they wanted to try both of them, the energizing one or the tension tamer, then they do one day and then they come in and do another one for the week.
Okay.
They wouldn't come in like three times in a row for it, because a lot of the treatments that we're doing is actually taking care of the root problem to begin with.
Right.
So the fact that we are getting the patients in doing those points to help with the root of the problem rather than just the branch of it kind of like taps into any problem that they'll have. So it's not like these points will only help this. And, I find a lot of people come in, like women especially, will come in for, let's say, sleeping. They'll say, oh, my goodness, I realize I had no cramps this month. I had no PMS. So it's not like, like a pill that you take, it specifically is going to fix this or fix that, which is actually the beauty of acupuncture. It actually helps fix everything at the root.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So, how did you get into this, by the way?
I was
the long or short of it, rather.
I was actually really interested in herbs and Chinese herbs, and decided to go to school for it. And as I was in getting my master's, I realized that they really go hand in hand. The acupuncture, the Chinese herbs, the massage, everything together. So it's just kind of like a continuum of what I've always studied.
So did you? So in other words, like you can really, if I can actually like talk to you in another session all about Chinese herbs.
Oh yeah. You can talk to me about hours about Chinese.
I'm gonna schedule for another talk.
Chinese herbs. A lot of the medications that are even out there, started from botanicals, started from these herbs. So it's definitely taking everything back to the root.
Either that, or I'm gonna have to drag you into Flushing.
Yeah, I'll meet you in Flushing.
Yeah.
I told him right off the 7 train. We'll have lunch and we'll get some herbs.
Yeah, well, because I know there's and I met the owner. There's a he's got two places that have like the herbs that you can, there's like They're almost like a doctor's office.
Yeah,
you go in
and exactly. But you'll notice, too, a lot of the markets, like the herbs are outside, just like we'd see fruit or vegetables outside.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it's really just incorporating kind of the food and into your life, the herbs into your life as food. I mean, I remember actually when you were here, we looked at the gochitsa berries.
You know,
you see them everywhere on TV, on the radio.
Yeah.
They're actually the wolf berries for anyone that's not familiar with the Chinese name. But, I mean, they've been using them for years, you know, to build blood, to help the vision. And, you know, I guess now that it's becoming more mainstream, more people are just becoming more aware of what's out there.
Yeah, well, that's good. You know, it's, you know, sometimes it's better than drugs. You know?
Well, that's it.
Although,
that's
as
it.
We now know, like, you know, that we want the drugs, we just drink the tap water, right? But well, that's really great. We'll see. You know, my face still looked pretty good. I went for a facial today, so it's hard to, you know, see like the results of the acupuncture now.
Yeah, and usually it does take a few treatments too. It's not like Western medicine, one pill kind of, you know,
gets
everything.
Yeah.
I usually recommend that, you know, 1 to 2 months. And this way it just naturally, you don't have that, you know, facelift face. It's just a natural kind of overall kind of...
And I'm curious now, let's just say, I mean, like, let's say if having the acupuncture on the face, can I get it done... Like, if I wanted 3 treatments of it, can I get it done 3 days in a row? I mean, are you going...
Yeah,
you
well, that's not a problem. We usually say about twice a week.
Okay.
Usually with the facial and rejuvenation, I'll tell the patients twice a week for 1 or 2 months, depending again on how deep the wrinkles are, how chronic it is, if you have any rosacea. You know, everyone's a little different. So some people see results instantly, and some people just take a little longer.
But what I'm looking at, let's just say if people during spa week want to have two of the same treatment.
Oh yes, that's
for $50 each during that week.
That's okay. That's a definite.
Okay.
And that there's no. It's not like it could, you know.
If you have one, you can't have. Yeah.
Yeah, really fine. And actually, if your listeners wanted to listen, our website actually has a lot of articles as well. It has the information for the spa week and the information with the phone number and the address, but a lot of just really wonderful articles that the acupuncturists have been writing. And they're all written by the acupuncturists that work here as well. So, but the website's actually called AmazingHealing.com. And there's also a whole write-up on facial rejuvenation.
Okay, amazinghealing.com, everybody.
Correct.
And then you'll have this whole thing. Yeah, I have the write-up in front of me. I'm still, like, didn't do the, I want to get this, you know, to write up into the publications just to kind of let people know some of the, and I have to use the word odd, things that are being done, you know, for spa
alternative.
Week. You know, alternative. In other words, it's spa week isn't just getting your nails done or your, you know, pedicure, manicure, or, you know, that kind of thing.
You know, it's taking care of yourself, but in a healthy way as well, on the outside and the inside.
Yeah, it's good for you, and, you know, stick that in your face, you know. But, yeah, no, it was really good. You know, I really appreciated doing that, my whole thing is if I can do it, you can do it.
Yeah.
So if anybody's skeptical, you know, about, you know, getting little needles in your face and whatever, just so, you know, just take a deep breath and say, well, Merle Exit did it, so heck, I can do
it.
Well,
I got to tell you too, Merle, I've been practicing now for 5 years, and I find that the people that are most scared of the needles are like the best PR people for acupuncture afterwards.
That's good to
hear.
That's really good to hear. Oh, okay. So let me let you get back to work.
Yes, let me go back. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, Sharon, and I'll speak with you some more about this, and then as I said, we'll have you on to talk about the herbs or the herbs.
Okay, sounds great. Have a wonderful night, Merle.
Yeah, you too, Sharon.
Okay, bye bye.
Bye bye. Yes, that was honestly, it was I have a lot of other things that are coming up to talk about regarding Spa Week, and next week could be it's going to be really interesting because I'm going to this place, and they do they said they do power naps and these power naps, and I'm not sure it's like for for 20 minutes first. I don't know whether massage or reflexology. I got to take a look. But then for the next, like, 20 minutes or 30 minutes or 40, whatever you want to do, you go to sleep. They put you, again, I'll have to tell you when I do this. They put you in a room. You have a room, and it seems that you're lying on a chair where your legs are higher than your heart. And they call it the zero gravity or whatever they call it. And there's music and, I guess, and smells and whatever. I haven't done it yet, so I can't really, comment too much on it. But that's, I'll certainly let you all know about that. I'm going to try these things out, and let you know. Just to let you know, the thing about Igor Kromany, hopefully you got the information on who these people are. I've yet to figure out where exactly that they're located. But I have to tell you, I did get my first Igor Kromanyan joke coming in. This person wants to remain anonymous. It was there are two Igor Kromanyans and in a truck, and one guy, they're both guys, and one Igor Kromanyan says to the other, "Hey, would you do me a favor? Would you check to see if my directional signals are working?" And he goes out of the truck and he goes, "They're working, they're not working. They're working, they're not working. They're working, they're not working." Yeah, got it. Okay. So, that's one of the things that, one of these jokes that is starting. Who knows, you can send your, cards and letters, send stuff in. I'd like to kind of hear it. I want to take, let me just take a quick commercial break because I've been talking and my mouth is a little dry. So hang on, I'll be right back.
As a dad, you'll probably spend years teaching your son how to hit a baseball, how to throw a tight spiral and hit a receiver, how to spring off a diving board and hit the water, how to hit a one wood and a nine iron, how to hit the bullseye, how to hit the strike zone, hit a jump shot, hit the open man, hit the hockey net, and maybe the most challenging of all, how to hit the books. But the question is this: how much time will you spend teaching him what not to hit? Teach your son early and often that all violence against women is wrong. For tips on what to say, visit endabuse.org. Brought to you by the Family Violence Prevention Fund, the Waite Institute for Violence Prevention, the Ad Council, and this station.
By the way, I just want to make sure, the fairy tale brownies. Oh, wait a minute, because I'm going to be going soon, so you have to hear, you got this one.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy tale brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies. And that's no fairy tale.
And yes, you can visit them at brownies.com. By the way, guess who came into the office here? Yes, it's Mallory. And I know she was. Yes? Did you want to say something, Mallory? Did you want to say something? Tell us what. Yeah? Anything else? Okay. Well, I agree. Yes, I agree. Okay. You know, it's a... What can I say? Well, all right, guys. I'm going to leave you now, and so I'll be back next week. Yep, Gloria Gaynor will be on the show, and I got lots of stuff to tell you. So have a good evening, everybody. Say hello to everyone. Say goodbye to everyone. I know. You're the host of the show. I understand. I got it.